And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and we're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris and First Mate Kathy Rounds. We're going to be talking fishing. How about some big fish fishing? You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing and it's the same price as a regular three-quarter day trip. But the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranks, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaport Sport Fishing and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com. The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, June 11th, Pete Gray will be traveling to Ensenada, Mexico with the president of SAC, Captain Ken Franke, and his staff to host a very important live broadcast from Hotel Coral Resort in Ensenada. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Ensenada. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources, both at home and across the border, and our desire to take an active role to help protect the future of our fisheries. So mark your calendar for Saturday, June 11th, a very special live broadcast from Ensenada, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org for more information.
Everybody looks forward to spring fishing. The yellowtail are starting to bite, and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Powerstroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month, the best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hook up! Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, one of my favorite shows of the year.
Man. Indeed. Captain Frank Lopresti. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. How are you,
Pete? Rick.
Great to have you. And as we call our first mate, Kathy Rounds.
Good morning.
Hi, Kathy.
Now, do you really work on the role players?
I work hard at pulling on
That's
fish.
Right.
That's right.
Good answer. Good answer.
Indeed you do. And you've caught a few fish on that rig, haven't you?
One or two.
One or two. Okay. How many have you? What's the latest count on fish over 200?
You know, I never keep track.
Still,
I have no idea. No,
a bunch.
No, I just
50,
don't.
20,
I have,
10.
Oh, more than 20. But I don't keep track. I really don't.
Wow.
I just am so happy with each individual fish.
Yeah, that's a good attitude. That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Right.
Zero over three.
Zero over three.
That one I know.
And then there's guys like
really close.
Yeah,
and then there's guys
really
like
close.
Steve Pinard that the first time he goes, he gets a three, right?
Hey, you know.
Yeah.
There's only one way to get one is to be down there and put a bait in the water.
Yeah.
Didn't he recently catch one over a bluefin over two in the bay?
In the bay, that's right.
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did.
He's 25 minus a couple of bite wounds.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
That's an amazing story.
An amazing story. I mean, if for those that may not understand, Rick's boat partner on the Parker, Neil, caught a 225. They were weighing it in at Dana Landing.
Mm-hmm.
You tell a story. You were there.
Yeah, so lifetime rad fish, 225, weighed it up on the dock, you know, hoisted it out of the boat, weighed it. Everything was good and calm. Lowered it into a dock cart to go push it up the fuel dock, to push it up the ramp. And as we did, there's a... Let's just say a nuisance sea lion that lives around there that's given everybody some trouble before. And he's stolen yellows off the dock from us before.
He pulled a guy in the water.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bad one.
Seriously.
You know, like, it's not a good guy. But anyway,
one that should be done away with.
Yes. Yes. I think we all agree.
Fact is fact.
Yeah. We don't like that guy.
I mean, he's going to hurt somebody.
He's going to
kill a kid.
Let's go back.
San Diego receivers the same way.
Yeah.
He has hurt people. I mean, people have been bitten and gone to the doctors, but...
So what's more important, to protect marine mammals that are nuisance or to protect like a little kid that's walking down the dock?
So the issue that Fish and Game has always said is that it's a federally protected animal, not a state, and Fish and Game has no... Right. But anyways, regardless, we all hate that thing.
Yeah.
What happened?
So anyways, so we're pushing the you know, this cart with a 225-pound bluefin up the dock there, and sure enough... This thing comes leaping up out of the water, lands on the dock, bumps into the dock cart, and, you know, one guy's kicking at the thing, and it's snapped back. And it reaches into the cart, grabs a hold of it. It's a cow bluefin, 225-pounder, grabs a hold of it by the base of the tail, and in one shot, whoop, rips his head, and as if it were grabbing a 15-pound yellow, flips the fish right out of the cart, back into the water, boom, they swim away. Neil's local cow, lifetime, gone. And the bluefin, and he takes off swimming with the bluefin. So rather than just let it happen, we kicked the lines off of the Parker and went chasing after the thing with you know, gaffs in hand, trying to gaff our fish back. And Pinard and Braden from the shop went off in the little blue skiff. And we literally chased the thing around the marina for probably 40 minutes in total. It was too big of a fish for him to shake around. But, I mean, to make a very long story very short, in 45 minutes, Pinard and Braden got a shot, and they put gaffs into the fish again, and they hold it back up the dock, and we got it back from them.
Unbelievable.
It was crazy.
Well, just to give you an example how bad the seals are, and I'll end the subject there, I cannot take my dog down to the Liberty because there's a big seal that's tried twice now to grab it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? And there's, I don't care if you've got a 50, 60-pound dog. It's no match, as you've just heard.
Yeah.
They'll pull a 200-pound bluefin. Well, you can imagine what they do to a 50-pound dog.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
I mean, it's just
gotta
a sad state change. Of affairs.
There's got to be some changes, but it's not happening.
And out at the bait receivers, you can talk to Marcus. You can talk to Mike Lackey. They've had to literally fence that thing off with the bait scoops to try and keep it from biting them.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's really a nasty situation.
It's out of control.
It is.
Yeah, it's out of control. But
we got it back.
Lions, right?
Yeah, we got it back.
The amazing story.
It was fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a crazy, crazy affair, and we got them, and we were stoked. It was cool.
And then a day later, Rick gets a 205.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How about this fishing, Frank? Have you ever – you've been around for a couple of years in this sport fishing community. Have you ever seen anything like this, 25 miles from San Diego?
Not 25 miles from San Diego, no. But, you know, I can remember when Rollo caught one himself, 230.
Wow.
And that was, you know, 100 miles from San Diego. And you know, I think you, I know some people remember when that giant bluefin, that one, we're talking the 700-800 pounders, showed up around Santa Barbara Island.
Yeah.
And a seiner got a wrap on him.
Yeah.
Got some of that fish. I know that.
That
was an amazing.
But nobody could you land one of those on rod and reel here on the West Coast?
I don't know. I don't know why not. Yeah,
Kathy, no.
You know, that brings up a subject. I heard there was a little debate yesterday as to which pulls harder, a bluefin or a yellowfin.
Yeah.
And?
Well, Rick and I kind of hold that it's a yellowfin, without a doubt.
Yeah, it's got to be.
But our guest, Michael Folks, was convinced that a bluefin pulls harder.
No
was
doubt
was Michael smoking something?
I mean, Michael's my buddy.
He's my buddy, too.
Yeah,
but there is no contest.
Come on.
There is absolutely no contest.
Yeah.
There is no way you could ever convince me that a bluefin fights harder than a yellowfin. Yeah. It is no contest.
Oh, they pull hard.
Of course they pull hard.
It's a tuna.
Absolutely.
They pull very hard.
Yeah. But nothing pulls like a yellowfin.
But no comparison. Well, a perfect example is... Steve Loomis, as Rick was saying earlier, Steve Loomis said, hey, on the RP, we used to catch 100-pound bluefin on a Jigmaster, quite regularly.
Fairly regular.
It was a battle, but we caught him on a Jigmaster. I'd like to see you hook a 100-pound yellowfin at Clarion on a Jigmaster.
Yeah.
You're going to turn the handle zero times.
Yeah.
You're going to get the hook into him and just watch it go away.
Yeah, no question.
If the reel doesn't blow up
first. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I remember, I forget the year, but there was a year that we had epic 100-pound bluefin tuna fishing. I went on a day and a half on the American Angler, and we got like 100 in a day or something. And I remember using like a 30-size star drag reel catching 100-pound bluefin. You couldn't do that on yellowfin, right?
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Well, you can catch a 100-pound yellowfin on a star drag reel, but it is real work.
Yeah.
You know, it is serious work.
You're not going to catch several of them.
I definitely don't think that. I definitely don't think the thing would have been the same had that 205 been a yellowfin. There's not even a possibility.
You caught that on a 12.
Talica 12.
Talica
12.
Talica 12. 10-foot rod.
On a 10-foot rod and 50 pounds.
You know, a perfect example is just remember how many big yellowfin we caught without two speeds. I mean, they ate us alive. They really did. And I can remember fishing Socorro, one of the first trips I ran. I can remember Ron Rock was on the boat, several of our good regulars, and we were fishing with 6-0s.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, we were hooking big fish, 150, 200-pounders, and it was as fast as you could go with a bucket. Two crew members just dumping them on reels to cool the drags
off.
As you could go with a bucket trying to cool the reels off.
That's so
and
cool.
I don't know what we landed, 7 or 8 out of probably 50 or 60 hookups.
Wow.
So don't tell me that a bluefin fights
one. I don't buy it. What's the percentage today with today's modern tackle and knowledgeable crews like the Royal Polaris of how to rig when you're fishing for big fish?
Sure.
You said you landed a small percentage of those big fish back then. What's the landing ratio today?
Oh, of a 200-pound plus, I would say, let's go this way. Let's say 250 plus, I'd say 65%.
And back then?
Oh, God.
5%?
Of a 300-pound, maybe 5%. Of 200-pounders, probably 15%.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all about the tackle today. It's made a huge difference.
Yeah. What do you see as the number one change? Is it rod? Is it reel? Is it line? Of those three things.
That's really tough to say because the Spectras, you know, as much as I fought Spectra when it first came out, what it does to get a bite is amazing. And I can remember one time my son, when he was in really good shape, he was playing ball. And he was on a trip with us. It was a Takas trip. And, you know, he was into the jiu-jitsu arts and all of that. You know, he was breaking things with his hands and all that. And he decided he was going to catch a tuna on a one-speed reel. And so he used the 6-0. And he got a 180-pounder, but it literally kicked his ass up one side of the boat down the other. And he was really in good shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... But, there's, as far as the boat goes, there's no doubt the biggest thing that's helped our fishing is the sonar.
Sonar?
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
Yeah. And, Kathy, what would you say? Rod, reel, line. What's the single thing? Is there even a single thing that would you could say, well, a two-speed reel really made the biggest difference, or, you know, a really good rod made the biggest difference?
I don't think the two-speed reel made as big a difference as the line combined with a good rod.
Yeah.
Because the rod really, really aids the angler today. I mean, I know when I switched from a fiberglass to a composite rod that it just seemed like it was cheating. It really made it easier.
A lot more power.
Yeah, and it just made it easier on your body, so you didn't wear out as quickly. So you had your energy for a longer fight. And, you know, a lot of people I see, they get really tired, they're fighting in the wrong position, and their body wears out. And then they start making mistakes. So at the end, when you really need to be alert and really need to be on your game, they're done. They're spent.
Left.
And with the new rods today, it makes your energy level high and you're more alert and you're not making mistakes at the end and you can do a better battle, you know, when they're coming up that last 50 feet.
That's like the best description I've ever heard. I just couldn't. That is so well said, and you're so right. You know, you got to have some gas left in the tank at the end because that's how you finish them off. You got to stay comfortable the whole way through so that you can finish it off at the very end.
Well, the other thing that made it so much fun for anglers is being able to use a smaller reel.
Sure.
You know, when you think about it, we used to use an 80 a lot of times for the big fish, okay? And now we're using 30s,
sure,
okay, because of the line capacity of the Spectra.
You look at those old photos and videos and Clipperton Odyssey, and, you know, the guy's got a big shoulder harness and a big single-speed reel, and you see him just pulling as hard as they can, and you see the Hypalon, you know, the foam grip on the rod, it's just got a 90-degree bend in it, and it's just not that way anymore.
Like some of those old pictures of Lalo, man, pulling on some of those big, long sticks. Yeah,
awesome.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
You know, I went
awesome.
To pick up an 80 once, and I couldn't even pick it up out of the bag. I just left it in the rail bag. I'm like, I can't even pick it out of the bag. How am I going to hold it at the rail all day?
I'll tell you, I loved the 80 with a big fish. It was like... It was the difference. I used to say this all the time. It's the difference between having a reel in your hand and having a machine in your hand. I mean,
just
when you could turn the handle on that 80, you were putting the hurts to them.
Yeah.
But things have changed a lot.
So speaking of Rollo and speaking of big 80-size reels, we have a big event coming up 1 week from tomorrow, and that's the captain's reception at the Valley High for Friends of Rollo, Captain Rollo's Kids Fishing Program. Very exciting event. And you're going to be there, both
yes.
You, Kathy's going to be there, Frank's going to be there, and also the guys from Wicked Tuna are going to be there, which is really, really fun. And if you didn't attend this, everybody that attended the event last year that's going to be in town will be there because it was so much fun. It was such a great event. And it took so many kids fishing with the money we raised. But this year, with Dave Carrera added in from Tuna.com, along with Paul and Dave, it's even better this year. We have one of Dave Marciano's 80 size accurate reels that he actually used on the TV show that's going to go up for auction day.
That's
somebody's
so
gonna,
cool.
Somebody's going to own that reel a week from tomorrow.
You going to buy it, Pete?
No. although I think that. It would be a great collector's item.
I think it would be great.
Way cool.
I have enough of a collection. I think if I took that home, Lolly would go, what?
But, no, it's a great, you know, the Bally High, their new venue there is just fabulous. It's great for a great party. There's good cocktails, lots of hors d'oeuvres, live auction, silent auction, raffles going on. It was an awful lot of fun last year.
Yeah. $25 gets you in the door with the hors d'oeuvres and, you know, it's a no-host bar, and all the live auction, all the silent auction, and all the raffle prizes will be there. Trips to Alaska and just a
Rancho
bunch.
Leonero,
Rancho Leonero.
Royal Polaris.
Yeah.
There's a beautiful longboard also.
Oh, right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thing, it was at the Long Beach show and on display. It's going to be up for
anyhow, it's a very, very fun event.
Yeah.
Sure.
And and there's only, as of yesterday, there were only about 70 or 65 tickets left. Maximum capacity, 250. It's a beautiful venue right on the water. You can even bring your boat in to get in.
You could, yeah.
Yeah, you could drive right up in your boat, tie
right
up at the dock.
At the dock at the Valley High there and walk right into the event. A Range Rover, one of the sponsors, there'll be a Range Rover on display. I want to thank Amy and her gang over at the San Diego Range Rover for being very generous to Friends of Rollo and donating some money. So
that's right.
That'll be on display. You can check that out. And it's just a good event. I mean, it's a feel good event because you're taking kids fishing, and it's fun.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
You're having fun, and you're getting great prizes when you're donating.
A lot of good
fishermen
there, you know.
Yeah.
Jim Hughes will be there. All
yeah?
kinds of people will be
wow.
there.
Yeah, yeah. And you can buy tickets online right now at rollokids.org. You can just go online, rollokids.org, buy your tickets before they're gone.
Exactly. They're going to be.
You're not going to get a ticket at the door.
Jim, I don't think so.
No.
Jim Holden said it best yesterday that this event 100% will sell out. There's only 60 tickets left. Get it now.
Yeah.
You know, just do it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today.
Well, you're not kidding. We're going to have so much fun and so much to talk about. There's so much going on right now from the local fishing and the season coming up and all the boats going on, and it's just going to be a blast. We would love to hear from you this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways that you can reach us. And first is with our local phone line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, it's 858-457-1090, or call us on the toll-free number, and that toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only going to be talking to Frank and Kathy all day, answering questions, telling fun stories, talking about the boats, we've got an awesome couple of prizes, too, at the end of the show for two very lucky callers, first of which is going to be two tickets to go to the Captain Rollo's Captain's Reception at the Bally High, again, Monday, June the 13th. It's going to be really fun, so you're going to get two tickets. And in addition to that, you're also going to get a three-quarter day pass on the brand-new Liberty, and we're going to be talking a lot about that during the show. The boat looks unbelievable. Got to see the pictures yesterday with the tarp off the boat, and it's just awesome, and so excited that somebody's going to get to be one of the first people on the block to get to go ride on the brand-new Liberty. So, again, that's just one prize, two tickets to the Captain's Reception and a three-quarter day on the Liberty. And then another lucky caller is going to win a pair of Olakai shoes, just a really, really great pair of Olakai.
Noe Moku.
I'm really glad that you said that, because I wasn't even going to attempt it.
Olakai, of course, embodies the Hawaiian spirit, so all their shoes and sandals are named after with Hawaiian names. And these Noe Moku, I mean, these things are so comfortable.
We just started carrying them at the tackle store, and they are, without question, the nicest pair of sandals. They're a high-end sandal company, and I was like, I'm not spending a sandal. You want to talk about something that's worth every penny in the world. Those Olakais are unbelievable.
You have them at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. I know they have them at Dana Landing and other tackle stores now. They're starting to put them in, but once it's kind of like Maui Jim's. Once you go Olakai, you just don't go anywhere
else. You will never go back.
All I wear, both at night, you know, they make a variety of very comfortable shoes. I have them on now. They make a variety of very comfortable sandals.
Yeah.
They started in sandals, and they moved into shoes.
I got my sandals on, and I love them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is always a good tip, and I always say this about, like, hot jigs or hot lures or something like that at the tackle store. Is the best no BS idea of a guy that, or if there's a good lure is working, is if a crew member comes up and spends his own money on the lure. Well, it's the same thing as this. We put this big display up at the shop. Half of our display got bought by the guys in the tackle store and the red shirts outside. I mean, like we had to do a reorder our first week. So if the red shirts are willing to buy it,
then you know it's right. Yeah.
I'm already looking at both of your feet.
Yeah. Wearing these, the Olakais, they're awesome. And we want to thank Olakai for their sponsorship. It was a long time coming, and a couple key guys, Mike and Ryan, that really helped us put it together. But welcome aboard, Olakai, and we're proud to have them as a sponsor here on Let's Talk Hookup.
That's for sure. Well, as you can hear, it's just going to be a great show. Again, the phone lines are already packed up, but if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. So much fun stuff to talk about. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, celebrates its 30th anniversary with a big event. It's Shimano Day, Saturday, June 11th. The Longfin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G Lumas all on sale for this one day only at incredible prices. Shimano Pro staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest rods and reels from Shimano, the latest rods from G Lumas, and all the new line from Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there's a Shimano store within the store with special offers
available from Shimano, G. Loomis, and Power Pro for this one day only. Every rod and reel in the huge long fin stock will be on sale Saturday, June 11th only. Plus, you can win great stuff in a raffle at the end of the day. Winner need not be present. Celebrate the long fin's 30th anniversary with the event anglers wait all year for. Shimano Day is Saturday, June 11th. Starting at 7 and open till 7 at the Long Fin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Boating season is here, so it's time to get ready with a powerful offer during Yamaha Outboard's Wake Up the Season sales event. For a limited time, from May 2nd through June 15th, you'll get up to $500 in dealer credit when you purchase a select eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard. That's right, choose a qualifying new 2.5 to 150 horsepower 4-stroke outboard and receive up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services from your authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer. It's time to make some wake, so get in gear for the 2016 boating season with a brand new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and up to $500 in dealer credit. This exciting offer is only available during Yamaha's Wake Up the Season sales event and only until June 15th, 2016. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha outboards dealer today. This offer ends June 15th, 2016, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealer for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
If you're not wearing Maui Jim sunglasses, you're missing plenty. This is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. Fact is, I wouldn't go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. When I wear them, the ocean's true colors come shining through with more contrast and clarity. When it's time to harpoon a big bluefin, I see that fish clearly at that critical time. Maui Jim, seeing is believing. Take it from us on the Wicked Pisser. Try a pair at your local tackle shops or check out MauiJim.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, great time here. Looking forward to getting down to Rancho Leonero. Just hearing John's voice. Flying down there right after the show today. Be down there this afternoon sipping a margarita at the Rancho Leonero Bar for our 20th annual Let's Talk Hookup tournament. Very excited about it. They started yesterday. Dr. Bob Blum, tournament director, and his lovely assistant, Carol and Pam, are down there running the tournament, and I'll be joining this afternoon down there and have a full report next weekend on Let's Talk Hookup. And that, of course, next Saturday, you'll be here in the Mighty 1090 studio. Next Sunday, next Saturday, we'll be down in Ensenada at the beautiful Hotel Coral and Marina in Ensenada, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California, Ken and Kenya, and some very nice dignitaries down there in Mexico that talking about Mexico fishing. And I know, Frank, you've spent a lot of time working with the good people down in Mexico and access and such like that, and we're making a lot of progress.
I think between the show and Ken Frankie, a lot of good is being done, and it's great. It's nice to see.
Yeah,
it's
cool for sure. And we're going to continue that effort too, for sure, thanks to all that. So let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines. Rick?
All right, you got it. Well, why don't we start it off this morning with Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thanks for taking my call this morning. Frank and Kathy, it's always a pleasure listening to you on the radio when you find the time to be able to come into the studio. So thank you.
Thank you. My
question for you all is this. Last year on the Big Bluefin, I saw where some anglers were using fairly large sliding sinkers to get down deep for the deeper fish, and others were using a rubber band and a torpedo sinker. My question is, advantages and disadvantages of both, and then how would you use the rubber band to put that torpedo sinker on the line?
Well, we just do a half hitch through each, actually through one end and then onto the line, and a half hitch through the other end, and wrap it on the line so that it isn't swinging. And I like that better than I do the sliding sinker, unless you make the sliding sinker stable. By what are you doing now, Rick? You're tying on the Yummy Flyer, you're tying floss?
Yeah, like some wax rigging floss
right,
to hold it in,
right.
Hold it in position.
Those, when you go to gaff that fish, that sinker can be a bullet.
Sure.
So you want to be real careful with that. But as far as getting bit, a lot of those bites, I believe, were a good percentage of them, I know, were happening on the squid with the sinker. And yet there was still a fair amount of bites with the fly line. But, you know, that's the thing. It's just like fishing yellowfin. A lot of times we're using 12-ounce sinkers to get bit on the yellowfin, and you've got to try everything. But as far as which is better, as long as you secure the sinker so that it isn't going everywhere. And the other thing, too, is if you're using a rubber band and you haven't got it secured to your line, when that fish is going around in the circle, if there's two of you on the boat, if you're on a private boat, that sinker just ends up wrapping into somebody else's line, because when that fish is moving, that stretch of that rubber band is 12 inches or something like that. And we've had that situation happen many times. So it's just important to secure the sinker so it doesn't cause a problem while you're fishing with and you know, next to somebody else with the fish, and when you go to gaff the fish. Both are serious situations.
The conventional thought would just be, you know, to loop one rubber band on, and you got the sinker dangling below. If you take the rubber band, pass it through the other eyelet of the sinker, so that your sinker is rubber banded in line, like
right.
It's pointing at the hook.
Exactly.
Instead of just flopping around.
Right.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
I hope that answers your question.
All right, Don. Appreciate that very much. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. I'm looking forward to seeing you very shortly, John.
I'm coming to pick you up at the airport, Pedro.
How about that,
Hi, Kathy.
Hey, how are you, John?
Thanks, John.
Good. It's beautiful down here, you guys. You guys will be down here about the same time next year. And gosh, the weather couldn't be nicer right now.
That's great.
Highs in the mid-90s, and it cools down to low 70s in the evening and the morning. It's excellent weather. It's been very, very light winds out of the east in the afternoon, just enough to cool it down. Water's been clear and flat, about 81, 82 degrees right now. So it's been good. And the fishing's been good as well. You know, there's a real mix. There's a little bit of everything. We've caught more Dorado this year already than I think we did all last year. And a few decent fish mixed in with it. Most of them are 5 to 12 pound or something like that. But there's some in the 20s that we're picking up. But there's quite a few around, so that bodes well. Especially for later on in August and September, they're fast growers, and so we expect to see some more Dorado. We got yellowfin. We had a 100-pounder taken yesterday outside, which is unusual for this year and this time of year, outside under the porpoise. They're mostly football size under the schools outside, 20 to 25 miles off. Iman Bank South is also producing yellowfin. To 25 pounds, something like that. But there's yellowfin around too, which is good news. The bill fishing right off the front there, off of the bump there, off of La Rivera. A few sailfish, mostly striped marlin, quite a few of those around. I'm sure in our tournament, Pete, it's going to be the most releases that's going to win that tournament for sure. Good rooster fishing side. There's a lot of 50, 60 pounders being pulled in. What am I missing? Oh, wahoo. I'd say one out of every three boats is scoring, and when they do, they normally catch two or three, and they're in the 40 to 60 pound class. They're loving the Rapalas, the darker colored Rapalas. So it's been pretty good fishing. I think we sent out 18 boats today, in the tournament. I think we have Dave Brillante is fishing another tournament. Going to join us tomorrow, so that'll take us up to 19 boats. So,
big tournament.
It should be.
This
is the biggest one so far.
Yeah, we have $500. $500 cash for the largest tuna, courtesy of Statewide Stripes, and $500 cash for the largest wahoo or dorado, courtesy of Sport Fishing Financial. What do you think is going to take it, wahoo or dorado?
Oh, wahoo for sure. Wahoo for sure. Yeah, with what's being caught, no doubt about it. But it's a fun tournament every year, and this is our 20th annual, so we've been doing this for a while. So it's the same gang, and everybody's mellow. Everybody knows what to do. So all the boats went off pretty seamlessly this morning. So we're hoping for a big fish count this afternoon. We'll certainly keep you posted.
Yeah, for sure. All right, John. Sure. Well, if somebody wants to come down, this is prime time. We love this time of the year, and it's just a great time of the year for catching fish down at Rancho Leonero and enjoying the beautiful weather down at Rancho Leonero. How do we get a hold of you?
Thanks, Pete. Yeah, spring is pretty cool. 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. I'll see you in a few hours.
You sure will.
That's so cool. That is so cool.
All right. And that's the thing about Rancho Leonero that we all love is it's so easy to get to.
Yeah, you jump on a plane pretty soon. Within a few hours, you're sitting at the pool with a margarita.
That is. All right, John. I'll see you soon. Thanks a lot for the call.
See you in a couple hours, buddy.
Appreciate that.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. They are packed solid. Let's talk to Gary, who's calling us from Palm Desert this morning. Hi, Gary. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Gary.
Good morning. Good morning, Frank, Kathy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rick.
Morning, Gary.
Hey, Frank, I will be seeing you on the 24th of this month.
The 24th. Very good. Looking forward to it.
Be the ring hooks?
Yes, of course,
and,
the eight-day trip.
Now it's just an open, but I look forward to it every year. This will be my fourth year in a row, so looking forward to that. I've been trying to – I'm getting online on the Let's Talk Hookup website, going on the links page and trying to get some up-to-date. There's a lot of boats out there, some 5 days and 8 days, and really haven't gotten any detail on what might be happening, like, say, from Cedros to the lower end of the ridge, which pretty much is what we fished last year and offshore for wahoo. What does it look like down there right now, and water temperature maybe around that area?
Well, the first boat to get in actually on an eight-day trip was yesterday on the Independence, and Jeff had a nice trip. Had lots of yellowtail at several places on the ridge. At Laos, he picked up 22 wahoo. The yellowtail fishing there was just mediocre. He had no current to speak of. Good water conditions. I don't remember what he said the water temperature was. It wasn't extremely warm, that's for sure. But
like last year?
Not as hot as last year, no. And he had a nice catch of some grouper, and that's about it. He had a nice trip for darn sure. Oh, and he also had 35 bluefin that he caught on the last day of the trip right out front here in the 40 to 70-pound class.
Nice.
So he had a nice mixture of fish, and they had good fishing, and they had good weather.
So bring the variety is what he's saying, right, Frank?
That's right.
That's
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
A great trip,
I mean,
Gary.
Catching wahoo on an eight-day trip in June is always a bonus.
Yeah.
Take it, right?
That's right.
All right. Gary, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
All right. Let's jump back in and talk to Tim. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Tim. Welcome to the show.
Morning, fellas. Thanks for taking the call. Hello, fellas and ladies. Just a quick question, Ricky. When you got that fish, I'm on private boat myself, but I don't, a small boat. When you get something that big and you're trying to get it on the boat, or you're trying to get it up and on, is there any, special way or secret way? Do you got to double gap it? Or, something that big, you know what I mean? That's one. And then two, what were you using, if you want to share? And the last one is, could I get tickets? I'm going to hang up after this. But can you buy tickets at the Rollo event? Can you buy them there at the hotel itself or at 8 to 10 maybe or something? Or is that?
The best way to do that is go online, rollokids.org, and buy the tickets because, like I say, pretty much can assure you that at the door it's going to be sold out. So it's at the Bally High, which is a restaurant on Shelter Island, beautiful restaurant right there on the end of Shelter
awesome
Island.
Spot.
But just go online, rollokids.org, buy them right online there.
You know, there's a chance there'll be a handful of tickets at the door,
but I wouldn't
count on it.
Right. Yeah. That being said, if they are, you could certainly buy them there. But I'm with you. If you think you're going to go, just get them now, because odds are they're going to be gone.
Yeah.
Okay, he asked, oh, yeah.
As far as our fish goes.
Fess up a little here, Rick.
Yeah. Give it up.
Yeah, we as far as what we caught it on, a popper. You know, we caught it on a popper that we have at the tackle store there, changed the hooks, changed the split rings, and caught it on 50-pound with a Talica 12 and a 10-foot rod. As far as getting onto the boat, we do have two gaffs, and we did put two gaffs into the fish, and we treated it just like we would, you know, just like we watched the guys on the Royal Polaris do and put two gaffs in it. And one of them was not the perfect spot. So once the fish was calm, we, you know, slid the gaff out, put it in the head. So we had a nice direction. And the one fortunate thing on our new Parker is we have a gate, like an entry gate through the transom. We just opened the gate and slid her right through. It was actually a fairly easy process. So,
but be very, very careful pulling a big fish over the rail, Frank. There's been a lot of guy on a long range trip that's hurt his back, right?
Well, you can hurt your back, but you got to be careful about the tail. That tail gets your ankle, gets your ankle, and it's going to break your ankle.
Really?
Oh yeah, of course.
Wow. Yeah.
That's how the commercial fishermen so often broke ankles and broke their. Their legs was on from the tails of big tuna.
Fish so, getting a rack or something.
Yeah,
you can't get away from
so,
it.
So you know, you just want to be careful. That's all.
Yeah.
And
good luck. We hope you get the chance to find out.
Yeah, heck
you
know, yeah,
the other thing is having a bat to calm him down real quick is very important. Otherwise, he's going to cause some harm.
We didn't have that, and wish we did. You know, like
more than the spike. What you just can't get the spike into him.
Well. You don't need to get as close.
A lot of times, it's hard to get the spike into them when they're, you know, probably not in Rick's case because the fish probably wasn't that hot. I'm sure it kicked his butt.
Oh yeah.
And the fish had to be beat a little bit. But if you get one, sometimes you get them on the boat and they just start. You never know.
They'll go. Dangerous.
Definitely dangerous.
Yeah. All right. Hey, be aware. But good question. Thanks a lot. For the phone call this morning.
And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Fishing is a lifestyle for many of us, and what you wear on your feet is a big part of that. So I like to live aloha and wear Olakai premium footwear. Every pair is created with the Hawaiian culture and heritage in mind, plus unique details and features. Olakai sandals are the best I've ever worn because they are based on the feeling of your bare foot in wet sand for a natural heel cup and arch support. Nothing could be more comfortable and good for your feet. Olakai makes footwear for any time of day or night. My favorite sandal is indeed the Ohana, the water-resistant and great for the beach and the boat. Everyday Olakai is the Noe mesh, and so comfortable and you barely know that you have them on. And for night on the town, I choose the Malolo. It's a great looking and feeling an amazing pair of shoes for sure, just super comfortable. Share your aloha with Olakai crew by following them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Olakai and tagging your photos with hashtag anywhere aloha. Olakai footwear is now available at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Dana Landing, and other fine tackle stores or at olakai.com.
Have you ever imagined casting a fly or a lure on one of the most beautiful and productive rivers in Alaska? At Katmai Lodge, you can catch up to all five species of Pacific salmon. The king, sockeye, chum, pink and silver salmon, along with rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, Dolly Varden, and other native stream fish. When anglers dream of trophy salmon and trout, the Alagnak River is their destination, and Katmai Lodge is the premier base camp. Being the original river-based lodge on the Alagnak gives the the facility a leg up on the competition. Both experienced and novice anglers have rated Katmai Lodge and its knowledgeable guides as the best of the best. Katmai Lodge is remote, yet offers all the amenities of a first-class lodge. During your Alaska visit, you'll see amazing wildlife, brown bears, caribou, eagles, moose, otters, and much more. Schedule a day trip on their private De Havilland Otter Float Plane and visit the world-famous Brooks Falls. Book online at katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. That's katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326 for the fishing adventure of a lifetime.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rush!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. They have taken the San Diego processing business to new levels with superior service, the superior product, and great innovations like pre-booking your processing orders and those awesome tuna burgers. You can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, check fishermansprocessing.com. And we got a special little bonus to our catch board today. Our good buddy Pete Grossbeck is calling from that beautiful Viking that controlled chaos. Good morning, Pete.
Morning, Ricky. How you doing?
Well, we're doing great. And I know you guys had quite the day on the water yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. We're still talking about this morning. Pretty epic, Ricky. As you know, we're back out here today. You know, back in the same area. I haven't really seen anything yet. But yesterday morning, we saw that swordfish at 6:30 in the morning and caught him. And then we came out and saw some. Well, I saw one school yesterday that was all 200 pounders, football field long. We got a 223 out of that one. And there's a boat called the Joker. I think you know it's one at Newport Beach. He just lost one here 2 hours ago after 20 hours.
20 hours?
Get out of here.
A bluefin or a swordfish?
No, a bluefin.
Wow.
He got the hook back after 20 hours.
Jeez, wow. what an unbelievable day to go out and catch a local waters, a 223-pound bluefin, and a broadbill swordfish.
Yeah, how big was the swordfish, Pete?
A 349.
Oh, monster size.
That's a real one.
Yeah, Boss caught him. Boss caught the swordfish, and his son caught the tuna.
Wow.
The tuna was Shimano Stella 55 braid, and put him in that little, you know, the strap harness, and the kid did a great job.
Did you hear that, Frank? Spinning reel. A Stella spinning reel, Frank.
What about the bluefin that was lost after 20 hours? Was that on 10-pound, or what was the deal on that, Pete?
Probably. I don't know. I knew there's a situation. I heard that he was hooked up for 4 hours and he was backing down, and I knew that that was kind of an issue, because you know you're not going to catch him backing down on him, you know. So I would guess he probably had lighter tackle.
Must have had very light.
I don't know what contest it was.
Yeah, but what did you, so you said you caught the bluefin on the Stella spinning reel, or the swordfish?
No, the bluefin.
The bluefin. What did you catch?
Stella with a popper.
A Stella with a popper. And what about the swordfish?
Live mackerel.
A live mackerel.
With a
nice.
TAC 25.
With a Talica 25. Nice. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, it's a Talica 25 and the rod that Ricky laid out for us, and first time it's been in the water. It's been sitting there waiting.
Sweet. Right on. Well, I'm glad to hear that everything went together so well, Pete. We're awfully proud of you, man. That was awesome. We were the whole gang of the tackle store sure was excited.
Yeah.
It was really good, man. That thing went down and straight down to his depth dive, Ricky, and you know, I just kind of buttoned it down a little bit, and that rod loaded up and it stopped it, and all of a sudden the rod just lifted the fish up, and once we got him started backwards, it was done. You know, he's about a foot dead.
That's awesome.
What a
well,
cool
congratulations,
fish.
Captain Pete Grosbecht. And, of course, you'll be on the show here coming in July talking about sea keepers and all kinds of good fishing there. Looking forward to that. Captain Pete Grosbecht, live on the water. Keep getting them, Pete. Appreciate the call this morning. Congratulations on your next day, on your great day yesterday.
All right. Well, let's continue on with the catch report. Head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to our great buddy, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, what's happening, guys? How are you all this morning?
We're doing great. What's going on up at Dana War Sport Fishing?
Good, good, man. Well, hey, that big swell pounding the beach up here pretty good a few days midweek, and it really washed things out. You know, again, we had lots of red crab, you know, came into play big time with just enormous blankets of that stuff in on the kelp lines and covering some pretty big stretches of our sector of coastline. So we ended up with some cooler water in quite a few areas too, which, you know, combined with those other factors there, it kind of put the brakes on the local bass scene for us. Made things a little tricky, you know, on the half day stuff, just tough fishing this week. There's a few areas that we did see some bass action on the fly line anchovies. It seemed that the better fishing this past week was on our twilight trips, as the trip times kind of lined up good with the incoming tides in the afternoon, early evening, kind of helped move some of that water around a little bit. So we still saw some sheephead and some other mixed sculpin and bass and things like that kind of get on board for our efforts on those half day trips. Down the beach a little bit on three quarter day zone, you know, we're still on the rockfish. The condition set still, you know, made things tricky on those trips as well, with some strong current and some dirty water down there as well. But the usual reds, groupers, sculpin made up the bulk of the counts for our three-quarter day stuff. Over at the island, the Fury, man, he had an epic trip yesterday. He was over there, had some real good fishing. He ended his day with 77 yellows, 130-plus on the calico bass, with over 200, and I think it was over 250 bass that he released, to go along with a good little hit on the bonito, perch, and whitefish as well. So that's kind of been it for us, you know, on the offshore scene up here. You know, still not enough fish in our sector to get a boat on it daily. However, you know, we do have a couple days this week. We have a boat lined up just to kind of go out and poke around and see, you know, you never know. This fish is moving around a bit, and certainly there's the chance of it making its way onto one of the local banks, you know, being able to make a catch up here as well. So that's kind of it for us in a nutshell. If you guys want to hop on a boat, kind of see what happens this next week, the phone number to the landing is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web and book online at danawharf.com. And if you want to save a few bucks on a local trip, you can link right on the front of the Let's Talk Hookup webpage there. There's a Dana Wharf banner ad. Click on that, get the code, and you can book online from there and save some money on one of these local trips.
Great deal. Right on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website. Save some money, even in the summer, prime time at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Thanks a lot, Brian. Appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a great show. Thanks.
Thanks, Willie.
Thank you.
All right, let's hit the surf now. Our surf guru, the Surf Fishing Report, Gundy Gunderson's on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You are, man. We want to hear about the fishing.
I know. Such good offshore fishing, kind of sneaky good fishing on the beach. I'd say the story of the week, though, was some biting corbina. And, you know, like Willie was talking about, there's some streaky water, some areas of cooler water, but then there's warm patches, you know. I've seen beach temperatures from 63, 68, and then Scripps Pier was 57 or something. So there is a little upwelling, but you find those right areas some really good fishing. Overcast days, you know, right now, not good for beachgoers, but kind of good for the Corbina guy. Less traffic on the beach. That's another plus. We passed the Mendoza line, I call it, which is 62-degree water. So that's another sign those Corbina get more busy. And then plenty of sand crabs, lots of bigger sand crabs. So all those things coming together, June, this is an excellent month for Corbina. Hook, line, and sinker reported good action on the rocky beaches up north. Mix of calcobass, cabazon, cut squid, the best there. Word is Pedro is getting bait squid back in, so most of the tackle shops will start seeing the squid back. It's been rough for the last month or so. 29-inch striper taken on a lucky craft up there. Just Fishing in Redondo reported one of their anglers had 2 4-fish days on the Corbina. 3-pound, 11-ounce was the best. Torrance Beach is where he was fishing there. And then as we move south, Huntington Beach, Bolsa Chica, Surfside, all holding Capo Bay. Very good on the Corbina there. Fish to 3-pound class, sand crabs, fresh mussel, ghost shrimp, can't miss there. And then Pacific Coast reported excellent spot fin bite developing there. Lots of 2 to 3-pound fish in the lagoons, harbors. Corbina fishing good on the beaches, Army, Navy, South Carlsbad. So really good week of Corbina fishing. Find that right water. Find that warm water. And it's time to strike while, you know, we got the overcast. It's just good conditions.
Get on it, right, Gundy? Hey, surf guru Gundy Gunnarsson, extraordinary report. It's time to go fishing. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Yeah, I think the surf guru is going to venture offshore.
Okay.
I got the smart call, Gundy.
All right, good luck.
Rock Todd, you got me going, man.
There you go.
Glad to hear it, Gundy. Great report. Sure, appreciate that. We'll look forward to talking next week for a surf and offshore report.
There you go. Perfect.
Thanks, Gundy. Well, hey, we want to remind you that's going to finish up our catch report today. And I want to announce Yamaha Outboards Wake Up the Season sales event for a limited time from now through June 15th. Purchase a select eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard, and it'll come with up to $500 in dealer credit towards the purchase of additional goods and services. Reliability starts here, Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha Outboards dealer today for more details.
And if you want to get through, there's only one line available, and that is 858-457-1090. Open right now. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to Frank, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Frank. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Had a question on any new seasickness remedies. I'm trying to get my brother to go out on multi-day with me, and he turns blue in the bay, so seeing if there's anything new or any tricks that could help him out.
Kathy, every time you're on the show, I get about 100 requests. What was that medication you were talking about?
I suggest Cinerzine, which you get from a prescription from your doctor. It's once every 24 hours. And even
spell
if you're C-I-N-N-E-R-Z-I-N-E, Cinerzine.
Cinerzine.
It's sold under Sturgeon Forte as a marketable name and some other names, but that's the drug name that you need to tell your doctor and make sure, you know, you check with your doctor and make sure it doesn't conflict with anything else going on with you health-wise. But
it's
that's,
not made for seasickness. It's made for
it's
nausea,
not.
Right?
It's made for all kinds of things. It's actually for vertigo. It's for all kinds of balance issue, which seasick is a balance issue, but all kinds of balance issues in your system. So the doctors don't really know it as a seasick medicine, but when they read up on it, they see that it is a motion pill. The other thing is that you can take it even after you're sick, as long as you can keep it down for about 15 minutes. But if you don't want to take any drugs, ginger is always good too. You know, ginger ale.
Ginger
chews. There's ginger tea. There's ginger crystals. Ginger really works well for a natural way to go.
Yeah. There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go live on the water. Captain Buzz Brizendine from the Prowler. Good morning, Buzz.
Morning, Pete. We're just in, so we're on the water, but not at sea anymore.
Yeah, Roger, you're at Fisherman's Landing. So what happened?
We are at Fisherman's Landing. You know, what's happening, Pete, is almost too incredible to talk about. Having this great a fishing this close this time of year, it's just impressive. It's an understatement.
So cool. So exciting.
It is so exciting. I mean, just for one little tiny example, two different times yesterday, we had breezers of 100 to 200-pound fish right alongside the boat in formation shining where you could see them.
Wow. Wow.
Did you hook them?
What's that?
Did you hook any?
No, they were absolutely line shy as could be. They didn't want to bite. But one of the impressive things yesterday was, you know, the popper bite's still going on. But we had several bites on the mackerel, which was a nice change.
That's great to hear. Nice to have some big bait available for those big fish.
It's nice to have the big bait available. And, you know, not everybody can cast a popper, but everybody can fish a bait. So it allows more people to be more effective.
And how were the results? Did you get some of those monsters on the boat?
We had three nice fish. All of them were in the 70 to 80 pound range. And we had a few oopses.
I would guess with fish of that size, oops, the oops is definitely a thing that happens.
It does. You know, just because you hook one doesn't mean you get to land one right now.
Roger.
And the loads are nice and light, right, Buzz?
Hi, Frank. Good morning. Yeah, they are. And we've got another one tonight. We've got a definite go on a light load overnight trip. And we'll be on the grounds, bluefin grounds, first thing in the morning.
Have a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime on a one-day trip on the Prowler tonight. How do we book it, Buzz?
Pete, right now probably the best way to book it is to call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500 and ask for the Prowler.
And also you can book it right online, fishermanslanding.com. Buzz from the Prowler, way to get him. We hope you have another successful day tomorrow. Good luck.
All right, thanks. Have a good show, guys.
All right. Appreciate that.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming today, including another full hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. Lots of great stuff coming up. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Captains Mark Gillette and Chris Switzer want you to know now is the time to book your trips and charters aboard the Eclipse and Commander, both now operating out of Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. The Commander is a legendary 65-foot boat with top-of-the-line comfort and superior customer service, the finest fish handling and quality food, the same great service that has made the Eclipse one of the top boats in the Seaforth Sport Fishing fleet. Their slogan, "Compromise Elsewhere," says it all. The Eclipse is the whitest sport fisher in her class, offering plenty of room at the rail. Chris and Mark have developed these two boats to set the standard in quality and style for your offshore trip from 1 to 3 days. Charters and open party trips are available now aboard the Commander, and a limited number of charters are available aboard the Eclipse. To secure your spot, call Eclipse Commander Sport Fishing at 619-995-6880 or book online at EclipseSportFishing.com or CommanderSportFishing.com.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check kingfishercharters.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh, rock!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, June 11th, Pete Gray will be traveling to Ensenada, Mexico with the president of SAC, Captain Ken Franke, and his staff to host a very important live broadcast from Hotel Coral Resort in Ensenada. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in
Ensenada. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources, both at home and across the border, and our desire to take an active role to help protect the future of our fisheries. So mark your calendar for Saturday, June 11th, a very special live broadcast from Ensenada, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org for more information.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Everybody looks forward to spring fishing. The yellowtail are starting to bite, and exciting tuna action is right around the corner. As the fishing is ramping up, Ford Truck Month is winding down. These are the final days to get big rebates and special low financing on Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks in America for 39 years in a row. That's why you see so many at the launch ramp these days. F-150 has the power and capability to tow and launch your boat with ease. Plus, its high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body panels won't rust like other trucks. If you have a big boat to move and need even more muscle, Ford Super Duty is definitely the way to go. Its next-generation 6.7-liter Powerstroke turbo diesel delivers big-time power along with impressive fuel economy. So don't miss the final days of Ford Truck Month, the best time of the year to step up to a new F-150 or Super Duty. See your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.